Morning, Masechet Brachot, Daf Samach Aleph. We're starting on the Amud, three lines in from the Va'amarav Huna Amarav. So now, the Gemara says, Va'amarav Huna Amarav. This is another Ma'amar of Rav Huna Amarav, right? Not necessarily on the same topic, but carrying on. And the Amarav Huna Amarav says the name of Rav like this, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Le'olam Yihyu Dvarav Shel Adam Mu'atin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a bit of Musar on the way. Quite an interesting Gemara, this. I'm not 100% sure that it's so clear to me, but it says like this. Person's things should always be, when you're in front of Hashem, minimalistic, I think, is the best way to go about things over here. Shenemar quotes a pasuk from Kohelet. Al tevahel al picha. Okay, don't get it carried away with your mouth. Velibcha. Al yemaher lo tzi davar ibn alokim. And don't be too quick, too hasty to say things in front of Hashem. Ki Elohim b'shamayim, atal aris, God is in heaven and you on earth. Al kain iyu devarecha me'atim. Look at Rashi over here. What does he mean? He says like this. He says, so there isn't a Rashi. There is a Likutei Rashi. You've got a Likutei Rashi there. He brings a Gemara over here. He quotes from Kohelet, the actual Rashi on Kohelet. And he says, lotzi davar lifnei ha'elokim, ledaber davar kashe klapei mala. So don't be too quick to complain or to shout at Hashem. Ki Elohim b'shamayim v'atal ha'aretz, v'afilu chalash milamala v'gibor milamat. Even if it was the other way around. Let's say that the weak guy was on top and the strong guy was at the bottom. Which, yeah, it's obviously the opposite way around, right? We're on the bottom and Hashem's on the top, right? Eimat chalash ala gibor. The weak still be weaker. V'chol shekein gibor lamala v'chalash lamata. So basically, okay. Everyone can.
This references the Marashah, basically says that it ties it to the previous statement of Rabbi Meir that you should always be, whatever Hashem does is for the best, so be careful what you say, because whatever he's doing is...
Right, okay, there's another thing. He read the next quote that he says. He gives two explanations. If you want to go that way, then he says something else.
Marashah relates his teaching to the preceding one, interpreting Rabbi Meir's words as follows. Let a person be sparing of complaint before God, since whatever he does is for the best.
Okay, so here he says something else.
Billy writes, yeah.
Here he quotes from the Marsha, he says, "Im yavo al adam isurin." If hardship brought a person, so al yarbe bevakashot rachamim. Don't ask too much from Hashem. Ki Hashem ro'et atmuna meleah. He sees the big picture. You only see a little picture. Okay, so I thought you have that as well. Okay. I don't want to go into all those details. But okay, all right. And then he brings your the next question. Okay, shkoch. All right. Now darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Right, so now Rav Nachman Bar Yochizda says the drosha as follows. Ma dichtiv, we've got a pasuk over here which says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam, this is Bereishit, right, that Hashem created man, afar min adama, dirt from the earth, right, Vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, and he blew into his nostrils the life, nishmat chayim, Vayi Adam lenefesh chayim, he became a living creature. So the Vayitzer is written there with two yuds. Okay, look at the pasuk. It says, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam b'shnei yudim." Says the Gemara. It's got two yudim. Shnei yitzer. Why has it got two yudim? So that's Rav Nachman Bar Chisda asked the question. What are the two yudim? He says, "The two yudim. Shnei yitzerim Barak Hashem Baruch Hu. He created two yitzers. Echad yitzer tov, echad yitzer ra. That's vayitzer. Yitzer the yitzer tov and the yitzer ra. So now on that, Matkiv Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He says, "If that's the case, in the me'ata behema deloketiv ba vayitzer leit la yitzer." So he says, according to you now, animals, doesn't say there with two yudim. Well, the animal not got a yetzer hara, only got a yetzer tov. We've seen animals that can be pretty wild and cause damage. Rashi says there, causes damage. V'nashcha bat, and it bites and it kicks. So according to you, if animals only got a good yetzer, because only one yetzer in an animal, so this kicking and biting is obviously a good thing, right? If that's the case. So Ela Kedrava Shimon Bapazil Amar Shimon said no. He says like this. So therefore, he doesn't like his explanation on the two yuds is because of two yetzer. He says the two yuds are for something else. So Rav Shimon Bazi says, what are those two yuds for? He says, oili mi yotri v'oili mi yetzri. Right, look at Rashi. He says that yetzer in a person is, however you look at my yetzer, look at Rashi, yeah? He says, im elech achar yetzri, I've got a good yetzer. If I go after, man's only got a good yetzer. Or isn't two yetzer, it's only one yetzer, whatever that yetzer is, right? Might be sometimes good, sometimes bad, it's one yetzer. If I go after my yetzer, oily, right? One to me for following my yetzer. If I don't follow my yetzer, oily me yetzri, amagyani behirurim. So basically, look at the Kudar Rashi here. It says, "Miyotri imasera tzonyotri, v'oidi miyotri shematrim imasera tzonyotri." Basically, sometimes your yetzer, it's good if you go after it, and sometimes it's bad if you go after it. And sometimes if you don't go after your yetzer, then you however you look at it, I think it comes down to, again, you've got a yetzer tov and a yetzer ra. I'm not exactly sure what the practical implication of the two different examples are, but he's saying it's not the yetzer, it's that one should always follow his yetzer. Sometimes you follow it and you're happy, sometimes you don't follow it and you're happy. But you should always be following your yetzer. Okay, again, I don't know. Inami says also, do partsufin. Another example, another expression of what vayitzer means is that a man was created two-faced, right? Not two-faced in two-faced, but that as well, like in Hebrew, you say tzavua, right? That is two-faced. That's not the explanation, although I would add that also the explanation, but maybe not. But it means, yeah, physically two-faced. Look at Rashi. Do partsufin, shnei partsufin bero tchira. Echad min lefanav, echad min acharav. Right? That originally man was created one face this side, one face that side. V'tzal chul l'shnei, was cut in half, v'asa min ha'echad chava. It's a good morning Shabbos, actually. I'm not sure what's doing over here. It's a good morning Shabbos, where's this Gemara from? I thought it was Gemara Shabbos. Achor, Gimel, Perush, Aruch, Guf, Shama, Yen, Sham. Wow. Adul Vasov, Nikalavim. Okay. We've actually seen this Gemara before somewhere. I'm not sure where it's not written over here. All right. So he says, Barakos, Baruch, Amarishon, Shneemar, Achor, Vekedim, Tzartani. That originally he had the back and the front, and then Hashem cut it in half. Rograshle, Dashon, Tzura. Dahainu, Shnei, Paratzufin. Right. Achor, Vinekeba, Baram, Mashma. Right, and then the pasuk says, "Vayiven Hashem Elohim et Atzela." Right, and so now while we're on the subject, basically, so we explained over here now a couple of ways of Vayitzer, of this double lashon here of the Vayitzer. So either it could be Yetzer or Yetzer Tov, or one Yetzer, which sometimes you're happy, you're going off, sometimes you're not happy, you're going after, then do parts of in, originally man and woman in one, and then cut into half. Now the Gemara carries on that line, and it brings another pasuk. Right, the next pasuk we got over here is also from Breishit. Right. Where the pasuk says, "Vayiven Hashem Elohim et Atzela," that God built the bone. Shelakach min Adam liyishav vayivel Adam. He built the bone. So the words like this: "Vayiven Hashem Elohim." Rav Shmuel, Chalamar Partzuf, Chalamar Zanav. Once it was the face, once it was the Zanav. So now, Bishlam leMadam with Partzuf, we understand the explanation is it was a Partzuf, part of the face. Hayudichtiv Achor veKedim Tzartan. The pasuk we just saw a second ago, it makes sense. It follows on the back of that. Originally, it was two faces. God cut the one face in half and built on that face into a human.
Well, this doesn't talk about faces, but figures, so they say they were back to back.
Shnei partsufin, baruah tchira. There were two figures. Man was in the front, woman was in the back. Okay, well, figures, faces, at the end of the day, it's the same thing, right? Man and woman, that one was in the front, was in the back.
Well, if they're facing each other,
they weren't facing each other. It says over here, shnei partsufin, baruah tchira, echad milfanav, echad meachorav. One in the front, one in the back. And the reason I know, I gave it my Torah about 30 years ago at a wedding in Shiva Brochas, and I developed a whole theory around this. And all the Farshim explained that it was like that. They're man and woman. We'll see in a second, going to discuss as well who walked first. They walked, which way they walked. Mm-hmm. And then basically, the whole idea is Al Kanya's, the Gemara says, the Lord told the Lord said, Ezer Kenegdo. What does it mean, Ezer Kenegdo? They took them where they were facing each away from each other and took them to face each other. And that was my whole Dvar Torah. So it is maybe I'm being influenced by whatever, but I think it fits you with Rashi over here as well. It's not echad milfanav, echad meachorav, not on the sides, right? We understand according to the one who says parts of figures or face, whatever. Hal dichtiv achor vekedim. We understand the pasuk. Eleman damar zanav. So my achor vekedim tzratani. What does it mean? Zanav. Zanav is the bottom and the heads at the top. That's what we look at Rashi over here. My achor vekedim tzratani. The mashma shtei tzurot. Right, that's a Gemara in Eruvin. He says, not Kedarebi. Kedarebi Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami. Achor lemase breishit vekedem nepurut. Now we have to explain this now. According to the man Damar who says that it's a Zanav and not two figures facing in opposite directions, cutting it off. So how do we explain kedem achor vekedem? He says that means something else altogether. Achor vekedem is lepuranut. What does it mean? The one is the first to sin, and the one's the last to sin. So it's like as bishlom achor v'lemaseh breishit. We understand achor, right? Achor over here meaning acharon. So we understand the one who was the last one in terms of maseh breishit, because he's ami achor l'maseh breishit v'kedem nepuranut. So the last one in maseh breishit, that makes sense because man was created last. D'lo ivre ad male shabtai. Remember, then he created it in Erev Shabbos, and all the others were created already on the rest of the week. And the Keren of Purim, but the first two Puranot, Purim to Mai. What Puranot are we speaking about? Now, we're assuming over here that we're still stuck in the Garden of Eden. What Puranot is that? The eating of the fruit. Right? That's the Gemara's assumption. So how can you say the first two Puranot, and also for punishment, etc., for being singled out for that? You know, Puranot, the Nachash, if it's the God of the snake, we've got a bright that says, Rebbe Omer, Big Dola, Matchirim Nagal, we're discussing great things, we stop with the great one. Or Big Klala, Matchirim Nakatan, with curse, we stop with the small one. Big Dola, Matchirim Nagal, Dichtiv, Rebbe Moshe, Aro, Vedal Azar, Vedal Tamar, Banavanotim Khu, etc. Who do we start with over here? We speak about big things. We started with Ar Moshe, then Aaron, then Elazar, then Itamar, etc. And Biklala, we're discussing curses. Machim Nakatan, Bitchilari Kilunachash, who was cursed first? The Nachash. Ulevasof Nitkala Chava, and then Chava, Ulevasof Nitkalel Adam. So it seems with this order here goes Nachash Chava Adam. So how can you say Kedem Tzartani? Right? That Kedem over there, right? Achor, we understand, but Kedem isn't the first one over here for the Puranut, because the Puranut here first came the Nachash. So it can't be man. You with me? Make sense, right? Ella, the word says you're right. This Purim Tavia is something else altogether. This Purim Tavia is Purim to Mabu. Dichtev va'yimach et kol yekum asher p'nei adamah mi'adam va'ad behema. We see when it came to the Mabu, there we spoke about who were the first ones to suffer. The Pasuk mentions first Adam ad behema, b'reisha Adam v'hadar behema. Okay, so we basically solved that steer over there of according to the mind of Amar that Kedem Tzartani, Achor v'kedem, who says that va'yiven is not the parts of it, it's the zanav. Okay, it was a parzuf, we understood it. We got that one there. Most like a bishlo demand amar parzuf. So now that's all very clear. Now we let's go back again. We understand according to the one that says parzuf and dichtiv vayitzer. So now we got parzuf and vayitzer. Vayitzer b'shna yudin, right? Because what does it mean? Two yitzers. So that makes sense. And demand amar zanav. So ma vayitzer. Now we can ask the question the other way around. So first we asked with kedem v'tzartani. With regards to Vachor, Vekerim, Tzartani, and with regards to Parzuf. But now we're asking on the Zanav. So now, what does it mean, Zanav? Elabandama Zanav, Ma Vayitzer. What's Vayitzer doing with Zanav? Because Vayitzer is two Yetzers. If we've got a Zanav, we don't need two Yetzers. They weren't created two people. They were created one person with a Zanav. That's we go back to the very first answer, the very beginning. There with the depending bishl on the mind, Amar Parzuf. Now the Gemara says again. Okay, we understand the Ksar who said Parzuf, Hanichtiv, Zachar, Nekev, Abram. They were created man and woman. That's what says Parzuf. Look at Rashi over there. Chagaram, Mashma, Mitchilat, Priyatam, Trey, Havu. The last wide line at the top. There were two at the beginning of creation. And Lamand Amar Zanav, my Zachar v'nekeva. So now we're asking a steer between Zanav and Baram. Okay, and Zachar v'nekeva. So Zachar v'nekeva seem to imply that they were created together. What does it mean over here? So Abahud Rami Ketiv. Got a steer between two psukim. The one part is Zachar v'nekeva Baram, that they were created man and woman. Uchtiv ki b'tzelem lokim asata Adam. And then it says, in the shadow of Hashem, he made man. How can it be? Because we've got man, Zachar v'nekeva. It says, b'tchila alav machshava lebrat shtayim. Originally, Hashem really intended to make them two. But in the end, he actually made them one. So the beginning, you got that. You know, the translation of the whole vort of Adam 1, Adam 2. You know that whole idea there? And where's the lonely man of faith, I think? Discussed the whole idea. Right? So he plays between all these things. He says, Tachtene, is that the passage? We scroll by Tachtene, right? So he says, when we understand that it says Parzuf, and it's what it means when he says he closes the flesh because he opened them up from two and cut them in half, he had to close them both up. And Leman Damra Zanav, so Mava is Gor Basar Tachtene. If it's just the tail, what do you mean Tachtene? The guy said, no, Rabbi Yemi, Vitam Rabbi Nachman, by Yitzhak, no big deal. Lord Nitzchak and Lemakom Chetech. Just the place we took the tail out, so there he had to close up, but not the whole actual body, right? You have to do the whole plastic surgery on the whole side. Bishlom Anam Zanav. So now we go back again and ask a question. I can understand the tail there, Haindichtiv Vayivin. Because on the tail, he built up, because it was started off with nothing, and he created out of the tail a whole human being. And if you look at Rashi there very quickly, he says over here, Haindichtiv Vayivin Shayat Tzarich Binyan. He had to actually do building because I just a little tail to start with. The man of Parzuf, but the one who said Parzuf, Ma Vayiven. What's going on with Vayiven? Look, Rashi, Valok Varnivne. There was a whole human being built there. Just cut them in half. What's Vayiven? Just had to close up. Right? It says, Elikir, Amishimun ben Nasir, Amishimun ben Nasir. My Dichti Vayiven Hashem Natsil. What does it mean, Vayiven Hashem Natsil? That he built from the Tzela. Melameid Shekala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechava. Look at the Nikuta Rashi Aviyah. You've got the Kala. What does it mean, Kala? Kliat Sear. He plaited her hair. Right, he beautified her to come before Adam. Ve'evir Adam Arishon, Shechein be'krachei hayam. In other cities in the world, he says there, the Gemara, Korin de Kliata Binyata. They're called Klia Binyata. So when a woman plaits her hair, they call it Binyan. So already all it means Shabbos. Is, hey?
That's why you can't do it on
that you called it on Shabbos, like it's a body. Okay, right? So he says there that, that's what it means. He basically plaited her hair so that she would be more attractive when he brought her to Adam Shechen. Okay, V'davar Acher. What's another expression of a Yivin? What's another example of a Yivin? Amram Chizda V'amirab B'bita Talit. Some say Rechizda, 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 some say Okay, what does it mean? Binyan Otsar, look at Rashi. Ma Otsar, okay, there's no Rashi on that. Ma Otsar, Zekatsar, Minamara, Bracha, Minamata. So an Otsar, right, he says like this, is a narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. Like if you imagine like a pyramid or a silo or something like that, right? So it's got a bigger base and it's narrow at the top because as you pour the produce in, so it falls down to the sides, right? Why? If you look at Rashi on this one, the first narrow lines of Rashi, if it's narrow at the bottom, and wide at the top, if it was built this way, basically all the heavy stuff on the top would be wider, and we're forcing down, it would burst. So by building it this way, it's more natural, because as it flows out, you've got bigger layers at the bottom, and it's lighter. The top is lighter than the bottom, so it disperses put some water here for me, please. It disperses the weight, I suppose, in a more evenly fashion. So it says, so too, right? Af Isha Katsami Lamada, she's narrow top of Rachavami Lamada, and she's got basically, it's true that, right? A woman has got like wider hips, she's built in a way.
This is
a,
I'm only talking about the womb.
Huh?
Not the whole woman. They're talking about
this,
the structure of the woman.
Really? Brilliant. Okay, I didn't see that. Amazing. Okay, well, I thought truth is, you look at women, you see women have got bigger hips, and I always get amazed they carry their baby. Like a woman could like stick a baby on her arm and like sits over here where a man can't do that. I thought I was talking about that. Okay, but I accept that. Who's that name or what's the, who's that?
Says, see Rashi to
Eruvin. Rashi to Eruvin. Rachel Chalal Beit Harechem Shela. Okay, here it is. I see it over here. Okay. He could rush, yeah, he's got it over here. Okay, shkoch, all right. I think my understanding was just as good, but okay, not good. Right? And, so now it says, okay. Now the next pasuk says over there, carry on with that, but we're carrying with that pasuk there, that fourth pasuk, we bought Adam. End of that pasuk says, Amar Birim Ben Yezim Melamed, Shenasach, Baruch Hu Shushbin Adam Eshon. He was the Shatchen, right? Look at Rashi Shushbin, Mishtadel Bechupato Bezivugo. Right, Hashem made all the efforts to try and look, he saw he plaited her head, he tried to make her nice, and maybe he sent her for a manicure beforehand.
What other options that
I've
had? It wasn't a very hard job, I guess.
I mean, there were no choices. Eh? Like I always say, your best choice is often the only choice. Your only choice is always the best, is often the best choice. Yeah. Right? Mikan, so he said, like this, the gross, Mikan, him, that tried Derech Eretz. Right, so just this is actually quite amazing because according to like Orange, he only had one choice. But then, in spite of that, Hashem still, even though it's only the only choice, they're going to make an effort. Right? How much more so when you've got plenty of choices, you're going to make an effort. Right? I'm a Parzuf, now we're going to get back. So, okay, so now we, that was the Yevier Adam. And now, according to the one that says Parzuf, so we're still stuck in this interpretation here. Says part of the Rashi mitchilato ayah mitzad echad zachar nekayv mitzad echad acher. And according to the one who said that a woman and one man and one side, one on the other side, hay minay usagi brash. So which one went first? That's a big question, right? Which direction? Who led? The Rashi, hay minay usagi brash. Ezu partzuf ayah mahalech lifanim. Which one went first? So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mistabra says from Svara we can say Hagavra Sagi Bresha that the man went first. Well, Tanya lo yalech adam achrei shabdech. It's asur. Asur for a woman to walk, for a man to walk after a woman, right? A man shouldn't walk after a woman. Vafilu ishto, he lifts his wife, right? Look at Rashi, there's quite a lot of ishto genai hadavra. It's not a nice thing to do. This damnero agesher, if he comes over a bridge, right? Eshet ish v'hilafanav, and there's a married woman in front of him. Yiskelena letzadim, yiskelena letzadim. Not yiskelena. Yiskelena gives skila, right? Yiskelena letzadim. You should move it over to the side, right? Move it to the side. Look at Rashi there. Achi avol lefanav, Kli overtakes her. Go to the side. V'chol aver achreisha benahar. Anybody who follows a woman behind her by the river, right? Rashi says there. Achorei eshet ish Magbet begadeh mipnei hamayim v'zeh mistakabek. What's going on if you're walking by the water, by the river, so her feet are wet? She's lifting up her dress so that she's not getting wet. And her feet are exposed, right? Her legs are exposed. You're walking behind her, you're looking at her. Ain't no chalik lamaba. Right? You haven't got a place in the world to come. So, but pashut that Adam walked in front of Chava.
So, were they facing back to back or face to face?
Back to back. So haven't you heard that her. Back to back they faced each other?
But somebody had to walk.
But he couldn't see her.
If they're facing that way, so the other walk that way or they walk that way?
The Gemara is saying
in principle, from a sphere, it makes sense. Because if they were together, if they were separate, that he could never walk behind her. So same thing over here, he wouldn't walk behind her. From Svara. The Gemara says from Svara. Not that it's physically impossible. From Svara. That's what says Mistabra. Right? We've got a brighter. So same thing. Hamaratze ma'ot le'isha miyado le'yada. Right? Now the Gemara quotes over here. We learned this in Masechet Nina, by the way. That if you're counting out money, Rashi says, yeah, Muratze, but Rashi then quotes at Gemara in Nida. Muratze Mone, right? Muratze Miyad Liyad, Afilu, who kemo Moshe, Shekibel, Torah, Miyad, Akosh, Baruch, Liyad, etc. That's a Gemara. We learn all these words in Nida. If you're counting out money from your hand into her hand, Kedeli, Stakelba, right? And your whole purpose is just so you can look at her. Afilu, Yesh, Biyad, Torah, Umasim, Tovim, Kemosh, Abayin, if you're a big Tavim Chochem, Lo yenake midina shel gehenom. You're not going to be healed, cleaned. You're going to be punished. Right? Shneemar yad leyad lo yenake. Ra. Lo yenake midina shel gehenom. Right? Basically, be careful. If your whole purpose of giving her the money is that you can just have an opportunity to glance at her, to stare at her, Rashi, afilu kemosh rabbanish gevel turam mimeosh akash baruchu. Lo yenake rav akrab b'isha b'shtad. The pasuk talking about a woman. Okay. Lo yenake. Amar Rabbi Nachman says about this. Manoach Amaretz haya. Right? This is in Shoftim. He says, Manoach was in Amaretz. Why was Manoach in Amaretz? Look at Rashi over here. When he says Amaretz, remember we had a daf, a couple of about 15, 20 daf ago, we had a whole explanation of what Amaretz was. Remember we said Amaretz wasn't an ignoramus, it's actually a person who learned all definitions, right? But we came to the conclusion that Amaretz was a person who, we said the Gemara's conclusion was, Lo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim. Remember that? That was the conclusion. And Rashi actually brings that conclusion over here. Look at Rashi over here. Amaretz haya, lo shimesh tamarei chachamim, shelo lamad mishnah zu. In fact, he never learned this mishnah. Shaninu lo yalech adam achrei isha v'afilu hi ishto. Because he never learned this pshat. He didn't do shimush. Right? Look at Rashi over there. Amaretz lo gamar derech eres dematnit initan le'er lo yalech adam afilu achrei ishto. So he that's why we're not Amaretz. Because if he had done shimush, if he had learned with tamarei chachamim, not just sat alone learning his own, he would have been more familiar. Dichti, vayelech manoach achar ishto. Because the pasuk says, vayakov yelech manoach achar ishto, vayavo la ish, vayome lo ata ha ish, asher dibarte la isha, vayome ani. Right? So matki vayar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Ele me ata, if that's the case, then gabe elkana, dichti, vayelech elkana achar ishto. Elkana, he went off to ishto, right? It says that also that he walked off to ishto, and elkana was a navi. Vagabe elisha, also dichti, another navi, vayakov vayelech acharei, went off to her. Hachinami achareya mamash. So that is why Rav Nachman says about Noach was an Amaretz, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says it wasn't literate.
This is a pasuk doesn't even exist.
Really?
About Elkanah.
By Yaakov, by Yerech Acharei.
Tosafot suggests that this part of Rav Nachman's statement is a textual error, not to be deleted from the text.
Shibushay and pasuk zebuch. I'm amazing. I got to edge it down, be lagging, like, better than that. I'd actually explain why that's very, very good there. That's amazing. Tosfot, look at the Tosfot there. Lematagab Elkanah, Lichtav Yerech Elkanah, Chayishto, Shibushu, She'ain Pasuk Zeh B'chol HaMikra, Ve'lo Garisle. Right? He says, Ayed Ma'asha, look at the Mishra Shasta, Ayed Ma'asha, La Girsa Shevi B'Shem, Yalkut Per Shoftim. Okay, so the pasuk on Elkanah doesn't exist, but the other pasukim exist, right? That's quite amazing. That's very good shkoach, right? So he says over there, but look at Elk on Manoach it exists. The Gemara brings the pasuk. It's Shoftim Yud Gimel, right? So the question is on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, whose tokef is he's challenging him, where he mentions Elkanah. And but then with regard to Elisha as well, it's interesting because it's funny, amazing. Look at this. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara, when it brought Elkanah, dichtiv vayedech Elkanah chra ishto, it doesn't quote the pasuk. It's quite amazing. Well, that's very good. Eh? Well spotted. Right? He says that's how you picked it up, right? Because it didn't have a source there for the pasuk.
Right.
No, I'm joking. Right? But it says, because the next pasuk says, Vayakom Vayerech
Acharea. Last night when I was preparing for this.
Yeah, excellent. No, but it's actually quite amazing because look, you see that the Gemara doesn't pick it up. Truth is that we all should have picked it right up. There's no makor. The Gemara doesn't bring a makor. What's even more amazing is that the Gemara prints it without a makor. Right? Oh, shkach. That's. I'm glad you pointed it out. Excellent. Right? So he says, "Vayakom vayerech acharea." But nonetheless, he's got two other psukim, right? Well, at least one other pasuk he's got, Vayakom Vayelech Acharea, with regards to Elisha. So he says, just like there with Elisha, it's not literally after her, El Acharei Devarea, Vacharei Tzatar, means that he followed her advice and followed her suggestions. Hachenami, with regards to Manoach, Acharei Devarea, Vacharei Tzatar. So don't call, he's calling him an Amaret. So Amrav Ashi, Rashi goes one step further. So like this says, Ulamai de ka amar av nachem anoach am aretzaya. Right? If it was literally what he said, look at Rashi there. Ulamai de ka amar av nachem shehalech acharei mamish. Im ken, if that is the case, if it was the case, then is it only am aretz? Right? Look at Rashi there. Im ken afilu bei rav im tinokot shel beit rabban nami lokra. Forget about aretz. He didn't even read psukim like the kids would learn in cheder. He knows nothing. Amarit's already a compliment for him. Because the pasuk, this pasuk he would have learned every percent. Basically, this is Breishit. And every kid learns this at school in Cheder. Vatakom Rivka with her maids. Vatikven ala gmalim on the camels. Vatarech nachare and went off to the ish. Vayikheved of Rivka. Right? And that's pasuk Amarav Yochanan.
Can a woman be an Amarit?
But she did the right thing though. She went behind.
Rivka, but what about
that she's by
Shimshon's wife? I mean, Shimshon's mother, Manoach's wife.
But Manoach was himself, not his wife. It was that Manoach, because it says Vayelech Manoach. Then he went after his wife. So she went after. Them. Are you the one in the front letting them?
He's blaming the.
You want to blame the woman? Are you one of those? Is a woman's wife to blame? Is that a Robin? Eh? It's always her fault. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan says on the basis of that, look at this, the couple of achoris where you should work. Achorei ari v'lo achorei isha. Walk behind a line, don't go behind a woman. Achorei isha v'lo achorei akum. Now there's a hierarchy over here. If you've got to choose who to walk behind, so you either walk behind a lion and don't walk behind a woman. Walk behind a woman and don't walk behind a goy. Walk behind a goy, velachre bet a knesset. Don't walk behind bet a knesset. B'sha'ash yatsumi pri. We learned this as well the other day. We learned this Gemara already. This is a Gemara which we have seen. This Gemara is on Daf Chet. Okay, so it's pretty while ago, right? On Daf Chet, and we are now on Daf Samach Aleph. So we are now on 61 less 8, 50, how many? 53 Daf ago. Okay, so about almost 2 months ago we learned this Gemara. Right, that's so long as you aren't carrying something in your hands. Later, if you're carrying something, it doesn't apply. With regard to the shul, you should walk behind the back knesset. That's if there isn't another entrance. But later, if there's another entrance, people think you have another entrance. You aren't on a donkey. But if you're driving on a donkey, right, that doesn't apply. If you aren't wearing tefillin, later, that doesn't make difference. People think you're walking somewhere else to dive in. Okay, now Amar Rav. Now, while we're on this issue still of Vayetzer, and Yetzer, the Rav says, Yetzer hara domedus vuv. The evil inclination is similar to a fly, right? Vayoshev ben shnei miftechei halev. And it's sitting between the two openings of your heart. Look at this pasuk over here. Zvuvei mavet yavish. He quotes the past pasuk. He says, the zvuvei mavet, right? So the flies of death, yavish. Yabia shemen rokeach. What does it mean, yabia? Rashi says over here, yabia, right? Yabia normally means to like express, right? But he says, yeah, lashon ababot, bubbles, right? It's like it's called mashke masriach, any liquid that's gone a bit off, right? Ma'ale reticha v'ba'abot. Starts fermenting. When it ferments, it starts to, what's the word? Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, gets all fuzzy.
Putrefy.
You know, what's it?
It says putrefy.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean that. But you know when it goes off, like starts sparkling, bubbling, and bubbles, right? So Shmuel Amar kemin chita hu domes, like grain kernels, wheat. Shemar, quotes another pasuk over here. It says, "Alo im tetiv seit im lo tetiv lepetach chatat rovetz." On the doors of sin, you'll be flying around. And here, from Peter Chatat, the Chatat is like the Chita, right? So it's a play on the words of that. A man's got two klayot, kidneys, right? We've seen this before in Chazal lots of times. Right? The kidneys are considered bochein klayot v'leiv. Mistabra, right? Does it bring the pasuk there, right? He says, "Umistabra the tovah lemino v'radus mole." The right one is the better one, and the left one is the bad one. Ichtiv lev chacham lemino, velev ksir lismilo. Right? Okay. So now, Tanur Banan. Here we are. We got this. While we're on the subject here of klayot yatzot, right? So the Mishnah says like this. The brighter, he says like this. So good morning, Chulin. Right? It's like this klayot yatzot. The kidneys advise. And look at Rashi et halev. Right, and lev mevin, and the heart understands. Look at Rashi over here. Ma yesh lo lasot im yishma le'etzadak klayot im lavet, and it's discerning whether to listen or not. And then look at Rashi. Minayin sha klayot yatzot shneimar arechet Hashem asher yatzani af le'lot yishchuni klayotai uminayin sha lev mevin shneimar ulevavo yavin. Rashi brings a slightly different pasuk from yours, but it would be nice pasuk. Right, lashon, and then he says there lashon. So this is the order. So the kidneys advise. The heart understands. Lashon mechatech. Rashi says hadibur lo tzimipiv. Cuts the letters. It basically makes the sounds. Pe gomer. The mouth finishes it off. Rashi says yape hema svatayim gomer. So the tongue makes the preparation, and the lips give finality to. Is listening there, David?
David, you there? It says he's on mute.
So okay. Pe gomer. Right. Veshat machlisu motzi kominei macha. Veset. Your veset, the wind, your food pipe puts in all the different foods. Kane motzi kol. So the wind pipe brings out the sounds. Re'ash or evet kominei mashkin. The lungs suck in over here all the different liquids. It's actually not a very healthy thing to do when your lungs suck in liquid. Oh yeah, he's there. He's gone off the liquid. He's gone off the mute. Yeah. Put mute back on, David. Right, Ray Ashrevel coming there, Mashkin. Right, even be shehei nichasim bekerish. Even they go into the stomach, right? Derech aveshin, they go through the food pub, the esophagus. Ray amot zatzatan v'shavatan mibad ledofnei keres. That basically says over here that the lungs suck in. I suppose, I don't know, do some sort of filtering system. Then kaved koes. This is interesting. The liver gets angry, right? The liver basically breaks down the foods, right? You need the liver to break down like all the stuff. I suppose maraz or reket botipa, and umenichato tchol sochek, right? It says that spleen over here is smiles. Rashi says tchok. The karkavan tochen and the karkavan ba'of who are mases ba'behema. So this digestive system basically crushes up the food. The keva, now your stomach yeshena. So I imagine it means that it causes sleep, right? So when you're very hungry, you go to sleep, right? When you're very full, when you've got a big meal, you have a big meaty, heavy meal in the afternoon, you go to sleep. Af naor, Rashi says your nose. Right, af hachotem, right? Your nose naor makes it so wakes you up. I suppose if you're snoring too loud, you wake yourself from sleep, right? Naor ayashem liyashen naor. So it puts the wake to sleep and the sleeping person awake. Like Rashi over here, shenit chafa uba shayna mina af hakeven naoret. So sometimes your stomach puts you to sleep, wakes you up, or your nose wakes up. Nimok v'holech lo, Rashi over here. Mitnavde v'holech lo, right? If you basically naor hayashem liyashen, if you mix up your orders, nimok v'holech, you basically die. I says, "Olech lo v'nimshach lemita." Okay, so basically, if you don't get your whole system correct, right, then you aren't going to be in a good way. Tana, im shnehem.
No mention of the brain.
What? Tana, im shnehem yeshenim or shnehem norim biyad mate. It's the Gemara Savia. On the back of that, we've got a bright that says, if shnehem yeshenim, basically, if your stomach and your nose, right, sleep, or shnem, or both of them are awake, miyad met. There have to be proper balance between the two of them. Okay, Tan Rabbi Yossi Aglidomer, Tzadikim, Yetzatov, Shofatan. So with regard to Tzadikim, Yossi Aglili, the Yetzatov judges them. Shneemar, he quotes a pasuk over here, Kanivav Yonanochi, V'libi chalal bekirbi. What does it mean, v'libi chalal bekirbi? There's a hollow in my heart, in my intestines, insides. It says, yetzara harehu kemet bekirbi sheesh biyadi lekofo. My yetzara hara is empty. I've wiped it out. I can completely annul. That's what it says, v'libi chalal bekirbi. There's a hollow. There's no yetzara hara. Rasha'im yetzara shofatan. With the rasha'im, wicked people. So the evil inclination is what is... But that's shoftam. I think, yeah, basically what their inclination is, causes them to make their decisions. Shne'emar, ne'um pesha l'rasha, bekeriv libi. So it's the same idea over here. Inside of me, right? Ne'um pesha l'rasha, bekeriv libi. Look at Rasha over here. Ne'um pesha l'rasha. Amar David, bekeriv libi, yesh. Umerani she'apesha ne'um l'resha. Klomar, sha'yetzara omer l'rasha. Al yeh pachad Elohim l'negdech alech da. Let the fear of Hashem be in front of you. Al me'yetzara shofato ad she'marchiko she'enu mitpachet mi'yetzro. Basically, the yetzara teaches you, don't worry about God. Don't worry about God. Don't be scared of God. And in the end, you do all bad things. And pachad Elohim l'negdech alech. But Beinonim, now a guy who's not a rasha, not a tzaddik, he's a Beinoni. He's influenced both by his evil and by his good inclination. Neemar, quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki yamod li min evyon lo shia mishoftei nafsho." Ki yamod li min evyon. So the Gemara tries to explain like this. He says over here, "Ki yamod li min evyon lo shia mishoftei nafsho." Right? Look at actually Rashi over here. He says, "Ki yamod li min evyon." He says, "Ki yamod akadosh baruch hu." Right? Akadosh baruch hu is to your right, li min evyon of the poor guy. Okay. And Rava says like this. This is the scary part of the Gemara. Rava says like, ask kagon anu beinonim. Remember we had yesterday in the daf, every time one of the Amoraim said something, Abaya said, don't say that. Remember? He said, lo liftoach pera satan, the damek lo within to Rashaim, the damek on to sick people. Same thing of the Amar Abaya, lo shavik mar, chaye lecho brare. He says, well, okay, how are you doing that? He says, if that's the case, he says, look here. He says, Lo Shag Marachai Lechomir, im ata min abeinonim, as enechat sadikar ba'olam. He says, you're throwing the whole world away. What are you talking about? The whole of creation. If you're saying rather that you're a beinoni, then all of us, what are we?
And Tartania is based on that argument, by the way.
Yeah? Okay, he says, Amarava. He says, Lo Ivre Alme Elelereshie. So now, Amarava, another Amarama here, what Rava says. Right, lo ivrei alma el rishiyeh gemurah le tzaddikah gemurah. He says the world was created only for the rishayim or the gemur or the tzaddikim. There is no place for the amorah for the beinonim. Look at Rashi, le rishayeh gemurah haolam hazeh she'en lehem b'olam haba klum. They only get benefit in this world. So when it says there, lo ivrei alma, the world wasn't created, but ivrei here means created, ivrei in the plural. What the creations of the world is the best way to explain it, right? So there are two worlds basically. The Ramazeh is for the Rishayim, because they tzichin itol schan kan kon achav like achav the Rasha shaya Shimon was very rich. The kamalei ben adad kaspecha zahavcha lihu. He was very rich. So basically, what does it mean? He was very rich. He got all his schar in this world as a rich man. In the world to come, he was a poor guy. And the tzaddikah gemurah and the tzaddikim olam haba, Rashi says, and olam hazeh klum. The tzaddikim don't need this world. Go on, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, she dai lo bekav charuvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. He was managed on very, very little. But Rava says, leida inish benaf, a person in his heart should know, im tzaddik gamru im lav. He should know who you are, understand yourself. And Amarav lo ibre alma elelacha ben Amri velerach ben Medusa. So on this he says the same thing over here. The worlds were created. Lacha ben Amri alamazeh labichinim Medusa alamaba. Okay. Now we carry on with psukim, and the Gemara comes in the pasuk v'hafta et Hashem Elokecha. So we have the famous pasuk from Shema, v'hafta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha with all your heart, v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha with all your soul, u'v'chol me'odecha. Right. We've already seen this Gemara before. This Gemara we learned in Sanhedrin. So all of us have learned this already. Sanhedrin Rabbi Elazar Omer. Im ne'emar b'chol nafshecha, if it says all nafshecha with your heart, with your soul, lama ne'emar b'chol modecha, what do I need modecha? Im ne'emar b'chol modecha, lama ne'emar b'chol nafshecha, what does it mean? And im yesh lecha adam shegufo chavim alav, so the Gemara says, no. Because modecha over here, we're going to explain in a second, means mammon. Remember, we saw in this Gemara actually, midah, remember? We said, or modecha, or midah. We had two different ways to explain. We had it in this Masechet, in Brachot. So why is it Amashul HaShasa over here in Brachot? Anyone remember where it was? We definitely learned it in this Masechet. That's why I was pretty sure I'm going to find Amashul HaShasa over here, a reference to Brachot. We've learned it in this Masechet. It's the need and why. Some people, money is more important than their bodies. And some, their bodies are more important than their money. Where is it? Yud Zayin. Shkoch. Okay, so we learned this Yud Zayin a bit. Right, so I'll go through it quickly. The Kibbe says, B'chol Nafshecha. The Kibbe says, B'chol Nafshecha. Here is Bialkud Remes to David Rabbi Kibbe Omer, Ibn Mar B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Modecha, B'chol Modecha. Okay. So it's like this. Afilu Noten Nafshecha. Rabbi Kibbe says, what does it mean B'chol Nafshecha? If your star was taken, you were killed. The Romans are bright. The Romans at the time, they made a gzeira. It says, yeah, the Malchut Rasha, which is the Romans, that you shouldn't learn Torah. Papus ben Yehuda, Matzor Rebbe Kiva, Shalmach Kil Kalot, Bimavsk Torah. Papus came and he saw the Rebbe Kiva teach Torah to the masters. Amale Rebbe Kiva, what are you doing? Yatam, he joined me, Malchut. Are you scared of the Malchut? Samarlo. Rebbe Kiva says to Papus, I'll teach you an allegory of what it's related to. The Shoal, Shayam Alech al Gavanar, a fox is walking on the banks of the river. He sees fish like jetting from one to the other. What are you rushing for? You know, the fish, like when they swim, like shoot from one place, and they get scared. They're like quickly, Amrullah, they set in the fish. From the net, they're trying to catch us. So he says to the fox, you know what? Maybe you should be clever. Let's live together, you and I, and I'll save you from the fishermen. Kesheim shedaru avotai of nechem. It's like our ancestors, right? Talking here about this is actually a reference to evolution, right? Because saying that originally the fish and the foxes all lived together. So he says, Amrullah, the fish said to him, Atahu Shemrim Alecha, Pikach, Shebecha, you're supposed to be the wisest of all animals. Lo Pikach, Atahu, Tipeshta, you're a fool. Uma, Bemakom, Chayotainu, Chiyotainu, in our natural habitat, Anumitjarim, we're scared. Bemakom, Mitatainu, in a place we're certainly going to die on the land, right? Alachat Kamevachama, what's the chance we have of success? Afanach Shabi Akiva, Shav Shani Yoshim Voskim Torah, Shano Skim Yoshim Torah, while we're sitting here in Torah, Shekatuva, the Pasuk says, Kihu Chayecha, Rechemecha, that is the bay of the Jewish people. Kachim Anu Ochim Vatlimimen, Alach Kamakame, how much more so? And we're scared now while we're learning Torah. Imagine what our chance will be when we aren't learning Torah. So Amru, they say like this, historically, Lo Ayu Yamim Muatim, Ache Tafsuhu, Rabi Akiva, Vachavshuhu, Beveit Ashrim. Wasn't a long time before they caught him. And not only they catch him, also Tafsu le Papus ben Yehuda, Bachavshu etlo, and he was sitting there next to him. Now, Papus clearly wasn't arrested for teaching Torah. You can see from the discussion, right? He obviously something else had happened. Amarlo, so Papus says to Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Akiva says to Papus, sorry, Mi Aviyach Adakan, who brought you here? What are you doing here? He says, Rabbi Akiva says, I understand, me, I will teach you Torah, what were you doing? So Amarlo says to Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shinit Fast al Divrei Torah. He says, glad is you, Rabbi Akiva. You at least called for Divrei Torah. Oili le popos. She did pass out very much. I was a stam. I don't know, maybe for gambling or prostitution. B'sha'asho tziyot Rabbi Akiva lahariga. Right? The time that they sent him, started killing him, they sent him out to be executed. Zman Kirishma. It was time to say Kirishma. V'yusor kimet b'sarub b'shakotshma. They were combing his flesh with steel combs, tearing the flesh of his body. V'yam mekabelav obuchotshma. Rashi says, yeah, he started saying Kirishma. Amrulo Tamidah, they said to him, Rabbeinu Adkan, that is a limit. You're being scraped, scratching the skin of your body, you're dying. You're saying Kriyashma. So Amar Lahem, he says, Kol Yamayiti Mitzterin HaPasuk. My whole life I was troubled by this one Pasuk. Bechol Nafshecha. Right? Whenever we have, Afilu Notel Et Nishmatcha. And he explained it, even that took your soul. Amarti Mataya Voli Adai Vakimen. Whenever I have a chance to fulfill the mitzvah of Bechol Nafshecha. Achshav Shebali Yadi. Now that it's here, I have an opportunity. Lo Ekaimen. I won't do it. That's why he's saying, Shema Bechol Nafshecha. You're able to fulfill the mitzvah in the highest possible way. Hayah Marich Be'echad. He spent a long time on the Echad. Ad Sheyatzta Nishmato. Eventually his soul went out. Be'echad Yasta Batkov Amran. As his soul finished, saying Echad, he died. Heavenly voice came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Sheyatza Nishmatcha Be'echad. Clearly you, Rabbi Akiva, that you've managed to die, as you said, Echad. So now, Amru Malchel HaSharek, the angels in heaven see the Dinakos Baruch Hu. They say to Hashem, Zu Torah V'zu Schara. This is Torah. This is what people get for learning Torah, Rabbi Akiva.
I don't know if it mentions it here, but when we read about...
Say that again?
When the story about when Moshe goes to Hashem and Hashem says... Right. You know, Rabbi Akiva, he goes to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, mm-hmm. and he's understanding things, mm-hmm. then he sees what happens to Rabbi Akiva at the end, and he says, Zotura was Zotura.
Kaf Tet Amud Bet in Menachot. Kafta Amud Bet. Kafta Amud Bet. Amud Bet. I think I made a mistake last time. Amud Bet.
That's what he said.
Pretty sure it's Amud Bet.
Amud Bet.
Amud Bet. That's what he said. Amud Bet. Amud Bet. Amud Bet. Amud Bet. Amud Bet. Okay. So he says like this. He says, Zu Torah. Lost my place. Zu Torah v'zus chara. This is mimtim yadcha Hashem. Mimtim. He quotes the pasuk over here. Right? Mimtim yadcha for dinim. Mimtim yadcha Hashem. Mimtim mechelit chelkam b'chayim u'tzulchat b'nei. Basically, from mechelit. Chelit means like from chaluda, from wrath. He should have gone old and died. Look at Rashi. I think Rashi says that. Mimtim yadcha. The Tosfot Tzadia. Miyadcha yalu lamut v'lo midei basar v'dam. Right, he should have died from you, from basically from old age. Amar lahem. So now Hashem says to the angels, Chalkam b'chayim, what are you getting involved here? This is not your place. Yeah, star bat kol v'amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, happy Rabbi Kiva, she'ata muzman l'chaye ha'olam abba. You're all invited into olam abba. Okay, now the Gemara carries on. He's throwing the Mishnah. Lo yakal adam et roshu k'neged shara mizrach shu mechuvan k'neged bet kodesh hakodashim. V'chomim had that. I've discussed it. That when you walk it towards the Beit HaMikdash from east to west, everything is lined up in front of the all of Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says like this: Lo yakal adam amrav Yehuda amrav lo abu eliminat sofim v'difnim uveroe. This only applies, right? This kalut rosh. When you pass the area of Tzofim, right? We saw that as well. That's the place, Rashi Makom Sheyicholin Lirot Me'asham Harabayit. From there you can see Harabayit. U'Misham Bahala En Yicholin Lirot. If you're going in the other direction, you can't see it any longer. U'Veroe, says Rashi, Sheyichol Lirot Misham. Prat Imakom Namuch. And that doesn't apply if you're like in a low area where you can't see Harabayit. So you've got to be close enough to see it and be able to see it. Okay? It by now because we've got Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan adds on a couple of things over here in this Ma'amar. So the V'she'en Gader. Right? And there's no fence. Look at Rashi Mavsik Rabbi Harabait. That's the top of your Harabait. Ubizman Shashchina Shura. And this is very important. Ubizman Shashchina Shura. Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. This only applies when there's about a Midrash there. It wouldn't apply today. Right? I'm going to write to Hanif Nebi Yehuda. If you have to go to the toilet and you're in Yehuda, so Lo Yif Nebi Shach Memarav. Don't stand in the way of east to west. Right? Now Rashi Zaviyah Mizrach Achorav Le Mizrach Panav Le Marav. With your back to the Mizrach and your front to the Marav. V'lo Achorav Le Marav V'panav Le Marav. Either way, B'nei Shushalayim Eretz Yehuda Hu B'tzfon Nashal Eretz Yehuda B'gvul Shaben Yehuda Le Binyan. Rashi Zaviyah Holy geographical situation. But bottom line is, if you're in Yehuda and you're standing east to west, so you're exposing yourself to Harabait. If you're in the Galil, north of Israel, then only do it east to west, right? And not north to south for the same reason. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi says, no problem, you can do it. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Ashur Ebroi. Rabbi says, only applies where you can see. If you're so far away, you can't see. What's the Makom She'en Sham Galil, there's no fence. Rabbi Zman Shashkin Ashura. And also, so long as the Torah is the Shkin Ashura, which means that the Balaj is Kayam. The Chachamim, nonetheless, Osrim. So now we've got Tana Rabban, we've got the Tana Kamu who says, Lo Yifne. We've got Rabbi Yossi who says, Matir. And then they've got Chachamim who say Osrim. So the Gemara says, Chachamim, Hanu Tana Kama. What's the difference? Chachamim already said Tana Kama. They're repeating themselves. The beginning they said Asur, then they said Asur. The Gemara said, no, Ike Benayu Tzdadi. The difference would be on the sides. Right? Remember, Tana Kama was, look at Rashi, yeah? Ike Benayu Tzdadi, the Yehuda v'Galil, she'enam k'negir Yerushalayim mamash. If you aren't exactly opposite Harabait. Le Tana Kama, Tzdadi Nam Yasur. Tana Kama says, doesn't matter. Anyway, you are east to west in Yehuda and north to south in Galil, Asur. Right, and Rabbi and Chachamim say that only if you specifically facing Harabait. If you're Yehuda, you shouldn't face east or west. You go to the toilet, and it's Afamirav. And not that the guilt of Rabbi Asur, Mizrach Marav Butar, Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Asur El Beroe. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bismach Beriz Kayam, Asur Lo Shabik Shagam Butar. Rabbi Yehuda says depends if the mitzvah is there or not. Rabbi Akiva Oser Bechol Makom. Rabbi Akiva says it makes no difference where you are, all over Bechol Makom, all over the world. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, "How Tana Kama?" It's again Tana Kama. The Gemara says, "No, Kibenayu Chutz La'aretz." Right? Rabbi Akiva says, "Even Chutz La'aretz it's Asur." Rabbi Havu Shadyan Lei Lebnei Mizrach Umarav. So now the Gemara is the story. Rabbi, right? Havu Shadyan Lei Lebnei Mizrach Umarav. Right? Lei Livnei. Sorry. Rabbi would build his blocks, his bricks. Right? Lei Livnei Mizrach in east to west. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Havu Shadyan Lei Livnei Levanim. Right, levenim of his block. She yeshev adeni from. He's built his toilet. Rayu metukanim v'skufot al tzidehen. They were shabra shehen echad lebizach v'ashen lemarav. Levenachat zavu levenachat ledarom. V'yoshev alachat v'nifne. Bein tam nimtzahu nifne tzafon Vidaro. So he would basically be from facing, because his bricks went east to west, he'd sit on the east to west blocks, he'd be facing north and south, correct? Right. And why is he Babel? They want to face east to west. He wanted to make sure that he wasn't so concerned about Yerushalayim specifically. He said Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Babel, right? And therefore, he made sure to face south north, right? So look what happened here. So that was Rabbah, right? Aza Abaya. Abaya was his Talmid, right? This is his young Talmid. Shadanu tzafovra mixed the blocks up. Now look at Rashi. Lirot im yakpid rabokach. He wanted to see if Rabbi would make a big fuss about that. Is right? If he held like a Yakiva. Right? V'tzavra al Rabbi v'titzer. Rabbi went and fixed it up again. Amar man hide the mektar. Who's this guy troubling me? Anu Rabbi Yakiva sviyulei. Amar b'chol makom asur, even in chutzla.